In order for my topics to be up to date, I must try and be poetic at production rate. No time to waste, no time to wait, because lyrically I'm 2 years out of date. The first of the albums, Made For You, was due out in October, but my clean page teenage love song phase has long since been knocked over. Nowadays I'm writing songs reflective of the times. First and second single, first and second rhymes. Perhaps the best way forward is predicting my opinion and slating the Conservatives' diminishing dominion. David Cameron's lost his with his cabinet selection. Perhaps a chap should challenge Gordon Brown to an election. Global warming's over and swine flu's just a cold. Iraq is still in tatters. Korea's uncontrolled. Tax is still quite taxing. We'll strengthen our defences. And Widdicombe is waxing and she'll claim it on expenses. The World Cup final 2010, David Beckham missed a pen. The Germans won in extra time. I swear it didn't cross the line. The Olympic Stadium fell to bits. Paula Radcliffe got the shits. Peter Andre's bought some tits and Jordan found a top that fits. Alan Sugar got the sack. Amy Winehouse can't stand crack. All the booze, all the smack, but still sings fucking Zoot on tracks. Judy cheated, Richard walked. Even then she didn't talk. The Buck Club fell and so did she, but still that shit is on TV. Horse shit bought, extensions built, a pack of crisps, a can of lilt, a £5 pint of lager spilt, but tax doesn't have to be taxing. These bastard politicians, they're never going to apologise. My name's Matthew Abbott, and this is Skint and Demoralised. Cheers.